you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So a little story I ran across yesterday is actually from a long time ago, comparatively speaking. But it just speaks to a particular point. And it is about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie when they first got together. Which is, you know, ungodly, you know, a long time ago. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That's the movies that they met on.
In an interview with Us Weekly, her, Angelina Jolie's former bodyguard, Mark Behar, claimed that the chemistry between the two of them was clear from the start. Another source told the publication that Angelina, during a love scene...
In Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Okay. Yeah, during a love scene, she took off her panties.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And then later on, it just... And then later on, she just quit wearing anything when she would get into bed with him on set.
I'm guessing Jennifer Aniston wasn't visiting the set, was
now
she?
There. The point is not how long ago this was or the people involved. Well, sort of.
You pull your panties off.
I don't
off
care
Brad Pitt,
who you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You're gonna take you're gonna take your panties off for Brad Pitt.
Yes, you are.
And
to this day.
And you're gonna appreciate like no other if she takes hers off getting into bed with you.
Yes. He was married to one of the most beautiful women in the world, and a girl that's also very beautiful in a different sort of way was naked in bed with him.
No, it worked.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
He's got to be the only guy out there that's had sex with those two. Because Billy Bob didn't bang Jennifer Aniston that we know of, so.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, well, I know.
Maybe she did to get back at Brad.
Maybe. Called Billy Bob.
That'll teach him.
Yeah.
What's the female
he's like,
equivalent
so what?
Of Wiener Cousins?
Vagina Sisters? Yeah. I don't know.
Tuna Twins?
I like Tuna Twins.
But you're right.
Thank you, Nick. Because, you know, we talk about wieners. That's a food. Tuna's a food. I get it, yeah. We're tuna twins. Yeah, ladies, are you tuna twins?
I wonder if Jennifer Aniston understood where he's like, what are you going to do?
Right.
It's Angelina Jolie naked. She's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she would, but you know, also.
She would have done the same thing.
Yeah, but she's not chopped liver either.
She took off her panties, honey. Yeah. What was I supposed to do?
Yeah, I had to go back and look here. Just the other day, I'd seen
Mr. Skin. You take his panties off?
Mr. Skin had a top 10 list up here of movies, mainstream movies that allegedly involved real sex.
Yeah, well.
And I was going to see if that one was on there. It's not, but Angelina Jolie is on the list for a movie called Original Sin in 2001.
Yeah. Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, it doesn't list who the dude
is. That's the name of the movie. Yeah, that's it. He's in that.
Yeah, that's.
They think there was allegedly real sex in
allegedly,
that?
The two of them were actually banging in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's actually number four
Antonio
on the
Banderas.
There's a ton of people who met on set, and I wonder if that was, I think Amber Heard and Johnny Depp met on set, and if there was a sex scene involved and Amber just took her panties off. That
well,
was a way of saying,
I always feel.
I like you. Check yes or no.
Who do we talk to? I know who it was. I forget what actor it was. Oh, I think it was, who was the guy I was briefly hanging out with? I forget the actor's name, but the actor, I said something that since we're not actors, we don't get to have love scenes, and he goes, sucks to be you. That was his answer to us, and it was a great line, because he had made love to a bunch of gorgeous women. But I also think an actor who doesn't get involved with the actress after the movie, or even during the movie, but had sex scenes with nothing happened except for naked bodies, well, and cod pieces, basically, that would be worse. You never got to have sex with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're that close.
You're that close, and you're never, and she was not, and you're actors, so they're just doing a job, and then they're moving on with their life, and you didn't get to have sex with her, because all guys are pigs.
Well, some of these still scenes that Mr. Skin...
Because most of us don't roll around naked with people and never have sex with them. If you're getting him naked, Craig, you're having sex, am I right?
Well, more often than not.
Unless something goes
awry. In the old days.
Some of the still scenes of these sex scenes that he shows here, if they're wearing anything, it's got to be very,
well,
very
that's
small.
Is that the rumor they were saying, right?
Yeah.
Is that the rumor you're talking about? Original
well,
sin, yeah?
Yeah, there's 10 of them on this list here, okay. And I'm looking at some of the still scenes, like the one from...
Give us a couple of other ones we know.
Well, the postman always rings twice, Jessica Lange.
And Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can see...
They assume that might have happened?
You can see right here that there's all... I mean, his face is very close to things.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh, okay. They have the zoom-in technology. Yeah.
And same thing with this next... The next one on the list was Sharon Stone and Michael Douglas in Basic Instinct.
Yeah, they're pretty hardcore now.
You can see a lot in this scene.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know? Mm-hmm. Wild Orchid? Not familiar with that movie.
Is that Lisa Bonet?
No, this one's a lady named Carrie Otis.
That was Angel Heart.
Yeah. Angel Heart, yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Bo Derek and Bolero.
Yeah, Carrie Otis and Bolero, I've seen that. Yeah,
yeah, that
they're
one.
Bad movies, but yeah, I remember watching them because they were softcore porn basically in the day.
Kim Basinger, The Getaway?
That was with Alec Baldwin. So I guarantee they were married or starting to hook up with that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron in The Reindeer Games? That was with Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Angelina Jolie, Sienna Miller, The Factory Girl.
She's hot.
Never saw that, but again,
I never saw it.
Looking at some of the scene right here,
Mr. Skin's the best.
Halle Berry, Monster's Ball.
Oh, that's one of the best sex scenes ever. They assume they had sex in that?
Oh,
allegedly it might have been real.
Really?
That's what they're saying.
That's a pretty intense
Billy
scene.
Bob, man, that means he might. If he took care of that on screen, that means he took care of her and Angelina Jolie.
Good for him,
man.
And then the number one is Julie Christie in a movie called Don't Look Now from 1973.
She was gorgeous back in her day. She was in Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there's a scene here where it'd be hard to fake this.
Yeah.
Again, his face is very close to things.
Right. Well, who'd we talk to?
Matthew Modine,
who I love, by the way. Follow Matthew on Twitter.
Had his face in Mary Louise Parker.
Yes.
Yeah, from Weeds.
And he told us she didn't have panties on. He told us that
right.
on the show. Was
she
wearing panties? No, she didn't have panties on.
That's an inhuman amount of self-control required.
Yeah. She's sitting on a desk in Weeds, and his face is down there. And we asked if she had panties on. He said no. He was very cool with
us. We didn't ask him if he chubbed up.
No.
I'm assuming he did.
By the way he answered it, it sounded like he did chubbed up.
Yeah.
Oh, I chubbed, he said.
That would be hard as an actor, too. Then you're down and you're like, all right, have a good weekend.
That's it. I mean, the ones that don't. Nothing happens. It's just a job, and they go away. And you've also heard actors and actresses don't even like each other.
But I'm guessing that never gets old if you're an actor who has to do a love scene with a beautiful woman.
You're masturbating soon afterwards, aren't you? I am after this break, actually.
Yeah. Unless you're that jaded. But I
bet you after a while you probably are, but I'm thinking in the beginning.
Well, and is it awkward when you're done with that and then you're filming a scene that's just a normal scene? Like, hey, we were just in a really.
Pros. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that all in a day's
work? And then you got to go watch the movie with your wife, and you just took our vice versa, your husband, and you, some guy's all rolling up on your boobs there, honey, you know?
And you end up on that list. I thought you said nothing happened.
Exactly.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At Kinkley.com, they had an article about this sterilizer pouch for your sex toy.
Oh.
Oh, like a foam sanitizer.
You should
put your toy in the pouch.
Yeah.
And it cleans it all up.
Just leave it in the pouch. Wipe it off. Throw it in the pouch. It's all clean.
What's the pouch do? Why don't you just? I'd rather just hose one off and really
UV,
scrub it down.
It's called a UV sterilizer pouch.
Kills all the
germs. Isn't that what those
are? And using UV rays, it sterilizes everything.
I think that's the same technology as the phone sanitizer.
So it
in
is.
Cases you can put your phone in.
Can we use that deal. Now just for our bodies? Can we,
yes.
And so we walk into rooms, we can just kill all the germs?
Yes.
A tanning bed. Essentially,
no.
right?
No, because this what they use this UV technology for all sorts of things, to clean all sorts of things. Right. I didn't realize this.
Yeah.
And to clean all sorts of things, including hospitals. And so up to now, they haven't been able to use this stuff with anybody in the room because it'll burn you. But now they've figured out a way to do it on a smaller scale so that it doesn't necessarily penetrate the skin.
But it just points out all germs.
But it still cleans everything.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it cleans everything. And I had no idea. And you can get one of these things for your sex toy. Just, drop it in, good to go.
All right.
I think dudes are going to start banging the pouch.
Yeah, something. We know that's clean.
It's safe.
And I just didn't realize.
You throw your dildo in the pouch?
Yes.
And it cleans up?
All right. Yep.
Well, that is kind of the point.
Spends lots of time in pouches.
You are the pouch.
Yeah, it destroys the DNA of pathogens, apparently. UVC light. And you can get this stuff to clean pretty much anything, from phones to toilet seats.
Toilets.
Isn't that in like a lot of water purifying systems?
Apparently,
like UV purification?
Yeah.
I'm going to get one of those lights and carry it around everywhere.
That's right.
Just
except maybe not your bedroom. You're going to see. Yeah.
Well, no, that's a black light.
How'd they get in the wall?
How did sex toys get cleaned before this? Good old soap and water?
Soap and water.
Pink tongue.
But you got to get up.
Yeah.
You got to walk it over there. Take some time. Take a little effort.
Scrub it up. Take the battery out, too. You want to get that wet. If it's a battery operated.
And that.
Yeah, sometimes they're just big rubber things.
And that.
You've heard.
Are sex toys up because people are stuck by themselves?
I, if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw that.
Are those shops open? Is that essential services?
Well, that's something you can order online.
Yeah, but there's still shops.
It's not like you're going to the store to try them out.
No, but you want to see them. Yeah, but you.
Yeah, you got
to. We'll take that call if you're a dildo store in the area anyway.
Or if you've ordered one on Amazon. Yeah. Is it an 8 to 10 week wait for your butt plug?
What that? You can't wait 8 to 10 weeks for a butt plug. No way.
Well, this article here.
You're actually typing a butt plug in and ordering it. You want a butt plug now.
This says specifically the teledildonics that Craig's mentioned internet connected ones.
Yeah.
Those are booming. For people who are...
Oh, because they're not with each other, right.
Separated, right. But still want to play.
Right.
Oh, like the webcam girls employ.
Yeah, right.
You operate it by remote control. That way you surprise her a little bit. Turn up the intensity.
But yeah, there's a bunch of other articles here about sex toy sales skyrocketing.
I'm going to remote control you really hard now.
Yeah. I would do that all the time. Wait until my wife's on the phone with her grandma or something. It's like...
I think she has the option to remove it, though.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
I don't think it's permanently installed.
We want the ones where there's no option.
Consent is still something that you have to consider.
Right, right.
Yeah, they got to play along.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. I know it's crazy times, but they still need consent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be sitting down to eat dinner. And like, no phone's at the table. Yeah. Like, rules change.
Mom, what's wrong with Mom? I don't know. Ask her.
It's epilepsy.
Fine.
Good potatoes, Mom. Potatoes. Yes, they are.
Is this mashed potatoes or is this whipped cauliflower? I can't
tell. You got a C-ring on you and she can control that. See what happens there.
You think he's going to say no?
I think she'd probably just wait until I'm like walking down the stairs to see if I'd fall down.
Walking orgasm.
Yeah. I would fear that it would just never get used.
Yeah.
Just right. Walk around. I'm just waiting for that. Come on, anytime.
Yeah. Come on, turn it on.
Turn it on.
It's been 3 weeks. I'm still waiting.
Nope, nothing.
So you still have that app?
So, yeah, lost it. Yeah. Left it somewhere.
Give me your phone. Fired off the shelf.
Just got a note. There's a sex shop in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and cars are in the parking lot.
Ah.
So that may be an indication that they're essential services.
Well, it is a store, I guess.
Maybe it's the penis pasta thing.
Do they have movie rooms in those places anymore? I don't think so. I don't think they have the video rooms because that'd be stupid. It's old school.
Oh, the whacking booths?
Yeah, the whacking booths. Probably not. I don't know. It might still. I don't know. A whacking booth doesn't sound sanitary on a normal day.
No.
Let alone pandemic.
No. Oh, no, it's not.
No.
You got to show up with a drill.
Yeah.
Oh, good warning from Joe here. Before cleaning your sex toy, it is essential that you first drain the gas tank. he's got some powerful ones at home, apparently.
Well, the one that Tyler likes to play.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, I got that.
Fire that up.
Yeah, you need some gas for that thing.
Got a kickstart.
Sure. Yeah, well, gas is cheaper than ever now.
Yeah, hang on here.
It is.
Oh, man. What is? Oh, here it is. There they are. Give us your orgasm sound, Todd.
Orgasm?
Yeah.
Or the whacking sound?
No, the orgasm.
I don't have an orgasm sound.
Oh, you do.
That one. Yeah,
yeah. We know.
Be quiet. Let me do it again. Believe me, that is how he sounds. Don't ask me how I know that.
We've all heard it.
We had a roommate once in a while.
Oh, your question got answered. Yeah, they got a movie room. Don't ask.
Yeah.
Don't ask.
Don't ask how he knows.
Is that really? I don't want anybody to lose their gig, but is that essential? Are they bringing a lot of?
I wouldn't think so. No.
I wouldn't consider them essential.
No, there's been other states. I think we had a story about it yesterday where they tried to stay open, even delivering to the curb. And
dildos, right?
Yeah. And they and the cops said, "No, you're not essential, even though you sell stuff, right. Even though you sell underwear that is technically approved by the FDA."
Right. Oh, but you can eat them.
Yeah.
No curb dildos.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
It's a great band name.
And he's trying.
The curb dildos is a great band name.
Yeah. So we have heard that in some places there's been an uptick in divorce filings.
My wife mentioned this yesterday. She saw China, since they're right on the other side of the curb. It's huge. And she brought up to me. I'm thinking, why are you bringing up to me? But I said, we're about together the same amount of time. And she agreed, yeah, we pretty much are. Except she's not working right now.
So Page Six reported that top New York divorce attorneys are saying there's been a 50% rise in inquiries for divorce filings, particularly among wealthier couples who see this market downturn as the perfect time to divorce with fewer financial ramifications. Wow. Richer spouses may decide that they want out while their net worth dips,
so they have to pay
potentially
less,
helping them avoid larger settlements.
I never thought about that. As long as it doesn't bounce back before the actual divorce goes through.
Yeah, got to get it done.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
But get it done while everything's crappy.
So some rich guy's starting to fight at the house just for the hell of it, bringing his mistress there.
I guess.
You know?
But at the same time, it would seem that both halves are going to increase when the time comes. It's just going to feel like less to the guy or to the major breadwinner.
We're always saying the guy's making the money. There's some women to make.
Is there any kind of stat out there who initiates the divorce more?
If you're stuck in the house with your wife?
Yes, there is a stat like that.
Is it 50-50?
I don't know what the stat is.
There's one out there, though.
But there is definitely one out there.
Oh, there's an Adam and Eve store in town. That's open.
Like I said, I'm fine with people's business and livelihoods, but, you know, I might not be, do we need a dildo or can we just, use something around the house?
They have an Adam and Steve section in the basement?
Aren't they all?
I think,
all dildos are
all that
Adam
could apply to Steve.
Adam and Steve.
Yeah.
Okay. Research since the 1940s has revealed that among heterosexual couples, women are more responsible for initiating divorce than men.
Really? I thought so.
And that divorced women are typically happier after ending their marriages. Yeah. They're done with us.
Yeah.
The guys are lazy.
Yeah.
You won't even file for divorce. I have to do everything.
I think guys get...
I'm going to call tomorrow.
They just get complacent and just deal with it. I think that's probably why. And women say,
Women know they deserve better.
Oh, and guys are lazy. Women are a little more ambitious.
And I think a lot of guys don't want to lose their stuff.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
I get the Eagles records.
Depending on who's the breadwinner.
But we're going to see this. I mean, when we come out of this down the road, how many divorces and also how many pregnancies? I think that is
I think it's going to be a lot.
A lot. The corona baby. There was everybody got freaked out after 9/11 and started getting closer together. And there was a baby boom after 9/11. This is a much different. They're in
the
house all together. You run out of rubbers. Let's just risk it.